For my message tonight, the seven ups. The seven ups. I'm really not going to be preaching on that much on the seven ups, but that's just what I'm going to call it. The seven ups. First of all, I would like to go to Psalms 102. Most of my preaching, will be out of Isaiah 41. But I do want to go to Psalms 102, if I may take my time here tonight. I do know that if you got an upset stomach, you can't hardly beat a good old 7-Up to settle you right down and make you feel better. First of all, in Psalms 102, I dealt with this this afternoon. It's been on my heart and on my life. We've lost several good people here at the church lately, or acquainted with the church. Of course, Sister Jerry Miller, and then Sister Smith, and then there's been a lot of sickness, a lot of people going through a lot of trials and a lot of testing times. You know, sometimes it feels like you're at your wit's end. And I'd like to be able to say something to encourage you. In Psalms 102, this is a prayer of an afflicted. When the writer here was afflicted, he was overwhelmed. Have you ever been overwhelmed? I have, and I never seen so much stress and so much pressure in this world today. Sometimes it seems like, and I'm going to be honest, I want to blow my top. There's just so much going on. And this one expects this out of you, and this one expects this out of you. And you just feel like you just want to blow your top. I remember, I am retired. I remember when I was working at Sylvania, and I was a single man. There was so many times that I would get so stressed out. Brother Hacker, I'd like to come home sometime and stick my head in a barrel and to scream. Just absolutely, you know, the devil had been fighting me. But sometimes you almost feel like you're like a balloon. You're all blowed up and you're about ready to burst. But the writer here, and I guess I'd say it was David in Psalms 102, but the writer here was overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed. Whoever it is, in verse number 6, David said, can I say, I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. I thought about this. A pelican is an unclean animal. And when we think of an owl, we think of a mournful voice. But a sparrow, Jesus made the statement, says, you're more valuable than many sparrows. I'd like to encourage us in this pressure-packed society, when we're hit from every side, sometimes you just don't know what to do. I've been there a little bit and I've done that. If it ain't somebody in your family, it's something else. We got children, we got grandchildren, we got friends and neighbors and loved ones. I lost a very good friend of mine just a month or so ago, Brother Thomas McCoy. A very good friend of mine. And a lot of times he'd drive down I-75 and he'd call me on the phone. I miss that. We're going to miss him. I mean, these good spiritual leaders, good spiritual people, we're going to miss them. And maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know. I've dealt with a little something the last 2 or 3 years. And there was times that I thought I'd never preach again. I'd never teach Sunday school again. And there was one time there I felt the devil feel like breathe on the back of my neck. So I know a little bit what I'm talking about. But the writer here is talking about three little birds. The pelican, the owl and the sparrow. And you know, a sparrow is not worth much. And you know, a sparrow, most all the time, they're in groups. It was very unusual to see a sparrow on top of the house, alone, by himself, on top of the house. So this David said, I watch and am as a sparrow, alone on the housetop. So he must have been, the writer here, going through a very hard, difficult time. David said in Psalm 77, verse 4, I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Now that's trouble. You know, there's been times in our lives that it seemed like we just had to, every step was an effort, was a push, was a press. And David said, I am so troubled, I cannot speak. Also noticed real quickly here in Psalms 55. Now I'm going to Isaiah 41. Just hang on with me here a little bit. But Psalms 55, the writer says, and it was David, verse 6. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. He said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I noticed in one place in Psalms, it calls David the turtle dove. David said, oh, Lord, be with your turtle dove. He's talking about himself, a turtle dove. Do you know that the name David means darling? David was beloved of God. You know what? If you really want encouragement, go to Psalms and read Psalms, and you'll get something to encourage you. Hey, I can look around. I've been looking for a while. I've been watching for a while, for several weeks. And I know some of us is up against it. And I've been there. And if God be my help, I want to encourage you. We can make it. We can make it. But David was called darling. That's what that name means. And David said, here I'm like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. David was God's personal darling sparrow. He was a darling sparrow to God. Oh, I tell you what, even when David sinned with Bathsheba, he went to God in prayer. Said, oh God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh yes, David done wrong. But he had a humble spirit. He had a spirit that God loved. He had a broken, contrite heart and spirit. Now, if you would, go over to Isaiah 41. I remember years ago, when Joanna was 9 years old. That's Evelyn and I's only child. We lost one years ago in a miscarriage. Probably some don't know that, but we did. But when Joanna was 9 years old, I was working at Sylvania, and it was on a Wednesday just before Thanksgiving. I thought, boy, I can't hardly wait to get out of this place. I got 4 days off. I'm telling you, I was so happy and so encouraged. I'm going to get a break. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to have a Thanksgiving dinner with my family. I couldn't hardly wait. I got home, and as soon as I walked in the door, I noticed there was a strange look on Evelyn's face, and I knew there was a problem. And not to go into great detail here, but there was a knot on Joanna's leg, right above her thigh there. There was a knot. We didn't know what it was. Maybe the nurse here knows what it was, but we didn't know what it was. But I want to tell you, all kinds of thoughts went through my mind. Cancer. That was the first thing went through my mind. And God, that's our own child. Well, my Thanksgiving turned out to be not too good of a Thanksgiving. We went through Thanksgiving that day and we went through the dinner, but all I could get on my mind, what is it? What is it? Well, we got an appointment for Joanna on Friday with her doctor. Took her over there. Evelyn did. I worked that day, maybe, however it was. She took her over there. And the doctor looked at it. He said, well, I've only seen this once before. I think it's a hernia, but I've only seen this once before. He said, you know, she said, I hope it's not this. It could be this. I hope it's not this. He says, I hope it's not a swelled lymph node. And when they got home, of course, told me about that. What's a swelled lymph node? I didn't know what it was. Didn't have an idea what it was. Well, a few days went by. We got her an appointment with a specialist at the UK hospital. Just bear with me. UK hospital. Children's hospital. I took off work that day. We went over there. Before I did, I was in the bedroom there at the house, and God gave me this verse. And that's what I want to preach a little while here tonight on. This verse in Isaiah chapter 41. I was low in spirit. I was down. I was discouraged. I was worried. I was troubled. I'll tell you what, I've never been able to overcome worry yet. And I've been in this thing a long time. We loaded Joanna, took her to the specialist in Lexington. We sat there a while. They took her. All three of us went into the room there. The young doctor there, he looked at her. Looked under her arms, round her neck. Looked at the place, never said nothing, walked out. The specialist come in, looked under her arms, her neck, and looked at the place. And she said, well, it's a swelled lymph node. I'm telling you, Brother Hacker, I have a little problem with blood pressure anyway. It went sky high. Every kind of thought went through my mind. It's a swelled lymph node. And then all at once she said this, you got any cats? I said, yeah, we got lots of cats. Joanna had 15 cats. She said, well, that's what it is. It's a swelled lymph node from a cat scratch. Said it'll just go away. And we found out that that's very common for little girls that's young. For that, you know, being around little kittens and cats, for them to have that problem. Very common. I never heard of it before. Cat scratch, dog scratch, chicken scratch, branch or limb scratch. You can get that. But that day before I went over there, we did, God gave me this verse in Isaiah 41, verse 10. I'm telling you what you're talking about, a comfort in a powerful verse of Scripture. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm telling you right now, when I was in my bedroom and that verse of Scripture come to my mind, it lifted me. It don't matter how down you are, how discouraged you are, we need to get up, we need to sit up, we need to lift up. We need to start up. We need to stand up. We need to look up. And we'll end up in that good place. So preaching tonight on that 10th verse, fear thou not. I got just a few little notes here tonight. But that was my strength that day. That's what gave me the go to go on, was that verse. There's power in the Word of God. There's strength in the Word of God. If we'll read it and study it, there's strength in it. I mean, it'll take us through. There's nothing more powerful than the Word of God. I love the Spirit. I love to sing. I love to shout. I love to do all the things Pentecostal, holiness people do. But I want to tell you what, the Word of God, it's what's brought me this far. It's encouraged me and lifted my soul up. Fear not. You know, I found out at 365 times in the Word of God, there's them words, three not. There's those words, fear not. 365 times. That's one time for every day in the year. And I noticed this verse. What a tender God and Savior that we're serving. I mean, what a tender verse. I notice also in chapter 40 there in Isaiah, beginning at verse number 29, he giveth power to the faint And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even to the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. There you go. That's it. We don't like to wait. But if we'll wait on him, God will help us to get up. We don't have to water around in the sin and the discouragement and the things of this world. We can get up and start up and set up and all those good things if we'll just do it. Amen. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God for his good word. It's strength in this word of God. Strength in it. I notice Isaiah chapter 41, verse 1. Keep silent before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, and what a very present help in trouble, in time of trouble, he's there for us. Same Psalm 46, I think it's verse 10, be still and know that I am God. It don't matter what you're facing tonight, how tight it gets, how rough it gets, God's able. God's able. Whole world can turn against you, but God's able to help you. I'm convinced. I'm absolutely convinced he can help us. And we're going to make it. Amen. I tell you, if the word of God's true then, it's true now. God's chosen people are special. Oh, I know Israel's God's chosen. But I'll tell you what, we're chosen. God chose us before we chose him. Praise the Lord. Fear thou not. I am with thee. Three times in this chapter. I am with thee. I'm with thee. We need that, don't we? Don't we need that, church? Don't we need that encouragement? Don't we need that strength? Don't we need that little lift up every now and then? It's a pressure-packed situation. What a mess we're in. What a mess we're in this world, in this society. And that's the only hope we got. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. He's a protector. If God be with us, who in the world can be against us? With God, we're majority. We can handle it. We can make it. Be encouraged. You know what? I don't know about you, but you might have come to this service tonight expecting, let's get through this thing, go home. Not me. Not me. I got something to offer. God's word. I'm nobody, but God's word's precious. It'll feed our soul. It'll take us through. We're going to need him. We need to stir ourselves, shake ourselves, and get up and start up. Might have a little trouble in the morning starting your car. I don't know. Might have to put a jumper on it, jumper cables on it. But I'll tell you what, the Spirit of God will jump us about as quick as anything. The earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of the Lord moved on it. That's what'll quicken this mortal body. That's what'll bring me alive. I heard a preacher preach one time. He said about the man that fell by the wayside. He was half dead. He said if he was half dead, he was half alive. And I know good and well in here tonight you're alive. You love the Lord. I'm convinced you do. Now you may have some food, but I'm convinced that you're real, genuine, Holy Ghost, good Christian people. Get up. Sit up. Lift up. Start up. Stand up. Look up. And you'll end up in that good place. Amen. 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 I love the Lord, don't you? Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Oh, I'll tell you, he's a protector. He's our insurance, and he's our deliverer. And there's a big thing about insurance nowadays. There's the best insurance I ever found right there. Jesus Christ. Best, you can't depend on none of them. They'll take your money, but they won't do much. You can't get them to do much. Amen. But they'll be not dismayed. There's nothing to be alarmed about. We're not in danger. Oh, when Jesus and disciples was out on that ship, that storm came up. Jesus was down in the ship asleep. What about that? Peter, I guess it was, went down there and woke him up. Says, Master, don't you care that we perish? He cares. He cares more than anybody else in this world. He can help us. He can lift us up from the lowest spirit. You ever been low in spirit? You ever been discouraged? I'll tell you the truth. The last 2 or 3 years, the good people of this church right here has lifted me so many times. That preaching this morning lifted me, Brother Hacker. I'm not like some people, maybe they don't need it. I need it. I need all I can get, don't you? Amen. I want to get closer. I want to feel after him. I want to put my faith and my trust and confidence in me. I'll tell you right there. What a verse. Don't fear. I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Don't worry about it. Jesus got up in that ship. Peace. Be still. And that storm just calmed right down. He can come on our troubled soul and just give us sweet, sweet peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. For I am thy God. I am able to preserve and strengthen thee. God has all power. I will uphold thee. I will enable you to bear all your trials. You know, one thing I like about this thing, God said he'll never put more on you that you can bear. But with the temptation or with the trial, he'll make a way to escape. And how true that is. Down through the years, it seems like I got right on the edge of falling. But you know what? I can say this. I'm going to say this. The job that I had at Sylvania, I was there 40 years. And I was the job that I had for 25 years. They said there is no way a preacher can do this job without cursing. 40 years, 25 years of it. All 40 years, I never said a curse word. I haven't ever said a curse word since I've been saved. Not one slipped. Why? The Lord just reaches in there and grabs it. I thought of them. I mean, things that went through my mind and my thoughts. But the Lord just reached in there and take them. I never said them. Oh, I'm telling you, we're serving a God's able to help us. He can take us through us. What I've committed to him against that day, he is able. He's able. Church, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we asked or what we think. So I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. He's a stronghold in a day of trouble. I like this little statement. If we'll hold on, he'll pull us through. If we'll hold on. Oh, I tell you what, I'm encouraged. And what the sister said over here tonight, that encouraged me more. If we come tonight, and that right there was worth coming. To hear those encouraging words. But everything everybody said was an encouragement to all of us. We need to love each other and care about each other and encourage each other. We can make it, church. Amen. I will withhold thee, uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I'm telling you what, he has a faithful right hand, and we can rely on that strong hand. Amen. God told Moses, says, I'm going to bring the people out of Egypt with a strong hand. In a stretched out arm. That's what he'll do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. David said in one place, I go in the strength of the Lord. That's how we'll make it, in the strength of the Lord. We're nothing without God. We're nothing without him. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Heard a preacher say one time, we need to get a hold of this thing with a bulldog bite and never let go. And if you haven't been through some things, you will. If you haven't suffered some things, you will. Oh, I'll tell you what we need to do, church. Be encouraged that he's with us and just dig in. I mean, put our heels into this thing and just keep on digging. I raised on a farm. I tell you, when sometimes that ground was so hard, it seemed like that plow would just bounce on that hard ground. But I tell you what, you put about a 200-pound man on that plow and it'll start digging. It'll go down in that hard ground. I'll tell you what, we got something right here that can help us dig into this thing. Isaiah 41, verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. What about that? Called Israel a worm. And ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I like verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open the rivers in high places and the fountains in the midst of the valleys. And that's exactly what he'll do. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I like verse 2. The devil can't stop us, church, if we'll lift up our eyes unto our redemption and our Redeemer, we can make it. Verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I know I'm reading quite a few scriptures here tonight, but I feel like that's what we needed to make it, was scriptures, the Word of God, the Word of God. That's what's going to take us through that good Word of God. You know, the Six-Day War in 19, was that 67, the Six-Day War. Israel was outnumbered, I think, the enemies of Israel had 400 and some thousand soldiers, and Israel had 200 and some thousand soldiers. And the Arabs had over twice as many tanks. They had more than four times the aircraft that Israel had, and yet Israel won. We've got a God. We can't lose. We don't need to stick our face and our head in a hole. We're on the winning side. Look at the back of the book. We win, church. We win, church. So let's be encouraged. Put a smile on your face, a spring in your step. This is just not just another service. You say, well, I'm not going to get much out of tonight. How you know you're not? How you know? I got something to say. And you got something to say. Well, the Word of God is precious. Precious. Lift up your feeble hands. Seek Him. Trust Him. We can make it. Israel won that 67 war, 1967, and they were outnumbered. Oh, look around. We're outnumbered, but we're still on the winning side. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know that I, and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and am saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. And I'll work, and who shall let it? We're serving a God that is well able to help us. We look on man's strength, but God looks on our weaknesses. God can take and make more out of our weaknesses than we can take and make more out of our own strength. Oh, I'll tell you, oh, the Bible says that God looks around to seek and look and with His eyes and see those that love Him. In doing His will, and he works strong in their behalf. Oh, I'll tell you what we need. We need a shower of blessings. We need a refreshing. That's what we need. I heard Brother Jonathan right back there tonight. I listened to that. We need a shower of God's Spirit, don't we? We need a blessing. We need the Holy Ghost to come by and stir us and shake us and build us up in that most holy faith. Have you noticed the potholes out here in the parking lot? Well, the other day I hit one of them, and my whole car shook. It just shook. And that's the way it is in this life. Every now and then we'll hit a pothole. It'll just shake us. But You know what I did? I got out of the pothole, and I got on the level blacktop, and I come out of it. I'll tell you right here, right there, is a level ground. Right there it is. And this precious old book, oh, that divine hand of God. Oh, I'll tell you what, Elijah run the horse and chariot on his 2 feet when the Spirit of the Lord got in him. Church, we're eagles. We're not turkeys. We're eagles. We're eagles. Praise the Lord. Get up. Sit up. Lift up. Start up. Stand up. Look up. And you'll end up in that good place. Hallelujah. That fresh oil. Hallelujah. Unity. That's what does it. Working together. Right here. That's what gets it done. And we can do it through Jesus Christ. Working together. Nobody's better than nobody else. Nobody can preach, teach, or anybody better than anybody else. Nobody can sing better than anybody else. We're in this thing together. Because I got news for us. No matter what we do, if the Spirit of the Lord don't get in it, it don't amount to much. It takes that good Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Oh, David, my darling sparrow. God loved him, didn't he? He loved David. And he loves us. David don't have nothing over on us. He loves us. God loves us with everlasting love. Sometimes we may feel rejected. Sometimes we're in trouble and we're down and we worry. But oh, I'll tell you what, God is our help. Oh, Paul had a thorn in the flesh. He went to God 3 times, said, Lord, take away this thorn in my flesh. God said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. And that's the way it is today. His grace is sufficient to take us through this life. Oh, I'm going down the end now. How much longer do we got? I'm looking for the Lord to come. I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to come and take us out of here. Oh, those divine promises. Oh, that strength. He's a divine helper. He's divine support to get under us and help us. A divine hand. There for a while, I kept Mom there. In Lawrenceburg, and Evelyn and Joanna helped me. But there was times when Evelyn and Joanna was at school, and I was there with Mom, just me and her. I want to tell you, if it hadn't been for that divine support of God's good people. And I got to come here on Wednesday night and hear good preaching, hear good teaching. I took it all in. It was nothing bad. It was all good to me. When you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness, it's all good. It's all good. Church, we can take the good and leave the bad off. It's all good. When you look at this good book, all that anointing with that fresh oil, how pleasant it is to see brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, we can make it. We can make it. Get up, sit up, and all them good ups. We can make it. My dad used to say, son, get off of your hand and quit rearing back on your thumb. Get up. And do something. Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to do more with the Lord. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. Church, we can make it. Hallelujah. Aren't you encouraged? Man, I felt so good this morning. Don't feel quite as good tonight. But I felt good this morning. In Sunday school, I tell you, I felt good. Don't feel quite as good tonight. But I'll tell you what. Oh, I tell you, when that good Spirit gets under us and girds us up and quickens this mortal body in this flesh and disturbs us and shakes us, we can make it. Oh, I tell you, it's good to see them smiling faces. It's good to see those smiling faces tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise God. Samson was a great man. He had strength, mighty man of strength, until he disobeyed God and he failed. Hallelujah. We need strength physically, mentally, and spiritually. We need to get in the presence of the Lord. Oh, the Bible tells me at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isn't that great? Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise the Lord.